Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast. I am your host, of course, Coach Tina Ramsey, and I am just so excited to have today our final guest for 2021 for season 5, and we had to close it out with a bang with the amazing Constance Woolard. She is an amazing 5-time best-selling author. She is a public speaker. She helps with work, bridging the gaps between workplace environments, and she's also has something in store for you as well. So you know what time it is. It's not time for Netflix and chill. It's time for the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast. So go grab your seat, get your family, get a snack, and enjoy our show. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome to the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast, a show to motivate you and introduce you to celebrities, authors, singers, coaches, and standout entrepreneurs that are making a positive impact in the world. Men and women coming together to share knowledge, having upbuilding conversations centered around business, wellness, and life. We connect you with some amazing people and opportunities. It's your time to shine, and we help you do that. We love sharing your stories of success and spotlighting you, the entrepreneur. We love to laugh. We love to smile. We love to celebrate you, and we love having fun. So go grab a seat, get a snack, and don't forget your beverage. It's time for you to come share, shine, and grow. Yes, this time for the Tina Ramsey Show. Let's get started with your host, Coach Tina Ramsey. Yes, and I come back with a friend. Her name is Constance Woolard. She is a native of Gulfport, Mississippi. She has many passions of developing leaders and motivating others to be their best. She is an exceptional public speaker, and she trusts in God, and she actually helps those reframe the sabotaging behaviors that we have, and she boldly go out and proclaim and let people know how they can live their best life. She's a certified keynote speaker. She's a 5-time best-selling author. She's a visionary, and she dedicates her life to helping the next generations thrive. And she's very passionate about a topic that we're going to discuss tonight. So without further ado, let's bring on the amazing, the incomparable Constance Woolard.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Good evening. Good evening. Hey, good evening.
All right. I am so happy to have you in the building because of what you speak about. You speak about various different topics, but one thing that I feel that needs more attention is childhood obesity. This is something that people shy away from. Sometimes they don't want to talk about it because it's painful. So why are you so passionate about childhood obesity?
I am very passionate about childhood obesity because I lived that life. From the age of 3 to the age of 50, I struggled with my weight. And so for me, it was a very painful journey. It was a journey that I didn't want to talk about. My parents didn't understand. I didn't present to them that I was in pain because I did not want them to know what I was going through. You know, I presented to them that I was okay. Everything was fine, hunky-dory. I was enjoying life, but really, there was that deep, dark pain inside. And it was a time in my life, especially during my teenage years and my college years, I went through this feeling of being invisible because that's the way I felt. 12th grade came along. I didn't go to the prom because nobody asked. I was overweight. I went to college. I was on a college campus for 4 years. I didn't go on a date the whole time I was there. No one asked. So it was a time where I felt very invisible. And as a result of me being overweight, I became an overachiever. And so that's why my parents thought I was okay because, you know, I excelled in academics. I excelled in music. I mean, everything that I put my hands on, I did very well with it. So they thought I was okay. Mm-hmm. They thought I was all right when really I was not. And so it's something I'm passionate about because I don't want another child to have to live that and go through the shame, the pain, the guilt, the bullying, the degradation. It needs to stop. And then two, for health reasons, you know, children now are developing hypertension and diabetes, type 2 diabetes by the age of 8. Come on now, you know, and we're denying our children longevity is what we're doing. And we owe it to them to provide for them a healthy lifestyle and health and longevity. Yeah. And so that's why I'm so passionate about it. And that's why I talk about it. And the amazing thing is when I first started talking about it, it was not from a focus of childhood obesity. Even though that was my story, it was about sabotaging behaviors. Oh. And those behaviors that I developed as a result of the obesity. Mm-hmm. And after I came back from the Sean Fair Leadership Experience Tour, I said, you know what? You need to shift the whole focus because guess what? The root of it all is childhood obesity. And it's a growing problem that needs to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And people don't like to talk about it. You know, I've reached out, you know, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it.
Yes, you're right. It's a difficult topic to talk about, but it's a topic that has to be talked about because so many people are hurting. And like you said, this was not something that just lasted a short period of time. This lasted from your as a child in your youth to your adolescence, and then it stretched all the way to your adulthood and later on in life. And so we have the perception that we want to make everyone think that we're okay when we're not okay. Like you said, you mask it with being an overachiever. And so what I love about what you do is that you're sharing your personal story and letting them know, like, okay, I understand. I was that girl. Yes. I was that woman. And I know it's not easy, but we have to stop this sabotaging behavior because our life depends on it and the children that's coming behind us.
Exactly.
And so, and what was those statistics again for the youth, more children with diabetes, and what was that statistic?
19.2 million children in the United States alone. That's not counting globally. In the United States alone, 19.2 million children are obese.
Wow.
And it's, you know, it's all due to, you know, poor eating habits. It's due to the fast food. It's due to the preservatives and the hormones they put in the food. But when you put it all in a nutshell, it's just unhealthy eating habits. And so I know for me, food was my comfort. You know, I didn't have siblings. And my mom and I would be home by ourselves. And when we first moved where we lived, we were the only family out there, so we had no neighbors. And so it would just be us. And so my mother loved to bake. She loved to cook. And so she would fix us all kinds of little treats. And man, they were good, and I enjoyed them. And here we go. We enjoyed them. We enjoyed them. And so that's how it starts. So food was a comfort zone for me. It was my comfort. You know, that's how I kept myself company.
And you know, that is the same story for so many people. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a small commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the fact, the feeling invisible. And from that period of pain that you felt, what it birthed. So we're going to talk about that after we have this small commercial break. We'll be back with the incomparable Constance Woolard after we have this break from my sponsors.
Hello there. My name is Tiffany Bell. I'm with Nonprofit CEO. Tina Ramsey had me on as a guest a couple of times this year with her show. And as a result, I have been able to recruit authors for book projects that I've been involved with, as well as speakers for my upcoming event in September. Tina is a certified VCM. She's all about helping individuals with their visibility, with their connections, and with their monetization. So that basically means she's going to help you get in front of the right people so that you can promote your service or promote your product. So again, if you've not had the opportunity to connect with Tina, she's really great at what she does. Again, my name is Tiffany Bell. I'm with Nonprofit CEO, and you are watching and listening to The Tina Ramsey Show. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tom Anderson, and I'm the owner of the Potter's Computer System. What we do is we build computers, repair computers, and upgrade computers. Where? In Lugoff, Camden, Elgin, and in Richland County. Now, since we're going through the COVID epidemic right now, our goal is to pick up your computers, repair them, upgrade them, and return them back to you. Sometimes you don't like us coming into your house, so we can meet you at a separate location and get your computer from you and get it done for you. My telephone number is 803-667-5348, and we've been serving the community out here in Lugoff, Camden, and Elgin for about 7 years, and Richland County for about another 7 years. So, if you have any needs, please give us a call. Once again, my name is Tom Anderson, Potter's Computer Systems. My website is www.potters.com. And remember, most of all, you'll have a positive day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
A big thank you to PottersComputers.com for supporting our show for an entire year, along with Nonprofit CEO, who has been supporting our show for an entire year by sponsoring the Tina Ramsey Show and podcast. So if you need help with learning how to start your own nonprofit, call Tiffany D. Bell today, go to her website and start that nonprofit. And if you need your computer or electronic fix here in the Midlands or Kershaw County, what you need to do is get in contact with Thomas Anderson at PottersComputers.com. And so right now we're going to bring back on Constance Woolard. We was talking about a very taboo topic of childhood obesity, and she was telling us about her journey with battling with this and how she's using her platform, her voice, in order to empower young people from all over the world, literally. So welcome back to the show. Before we left, we were talking about various different things in regards to the statistics of how childhood obesity is really affecting more than just children in the fact of they're being obese, but the longevity of their life. And the statistics that you gave was staggering. I mean, millions.
Yes.
In the United States. I had no earthly idea it was that high. And what I particularly like about what you decide to do with that, it birthed something, because you said you felt invisible. So what did you decide to do with it? How did you decide to turn that negative of feeling invisible to something positive?
Okay, so I came up with my anthology project for my book called The Invisible Soul. Mm. And so that project was birthed out of my experience dealing with childhood obesity, living with it all those years, the struggle, the pain, and overcoming. And so this anthology, that was my experience of being invisible. But I'm reaching out to those who've been socially isolated. This is men or women. You know, you've been overlooked. You've been unnoticed. You've been mistreated. You know, maybe you were overlooked for a promotion and you knew you were the most qualified one there, but you were overlooked for a series of time. Okay. Mm-hmm. The LGBTQ community. You know, what they go through as a result of people being unaware and afraid of what we are unaware of. Because that's what happens to us. When we are not aware of things or we don't know about things, we tend to be afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And so the shame and the isolation and humiliation that they go through when they face or when they make the choice to come out and to admit what's going on in their lives. And so I'm reaching out to that community. And just men, women, anyone at some point in their lives, or maybe even currently now, you feel invisible for some reason, whatever the reason may be, to come and tell your story and to heal. Because what people don't understand is an anthology. When you do an anthology project, I know for me, mm-hmm. each time I did a chapter for an anthology, that was a piece of a puzzle I was able to merge with those pieces that have been healed to make me whole. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I encourage people, you know, if you ever thought about being a writer, or, you know, maybe you say, well, I can't do it. Everybody has a story of some kind within them. Everybody. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. You have a story of some kind within you, and it needs to be told, because it can help someone. There's someone waiting to hear your story. So why deny them of that?
I 100% agree with you, because for the simple fact that someone said this point to me, your story happened to you, but it's not for you. So in order for it to be, for me, writing in anthologies, it's very therapeutic. Because like you said, every anthology that you do, it actually helps you shed a little piece and heal a little piece of you that has been broken or that has been hurt through whatever it is that you went through. So anthologies are a good coping mechanism for me to be able to share a little piece of myself and be able to heal. And so I highly encourage anyone to be a part of an anthology, because of the fact that it don't requires a lot of writing on your half. If you're nervous, it takes more effort to do a whole book than to do a chapter. Yes. So do the chapter, and little by little, each chapter that you do in each anthology collaboration, you're actually building your own memoir. Because that's what I did. I thought about it. I was like, oh, I wrote a little bit here, a little bit there. I said, oh, That's my memoir. I'm building it step by step, because each experience is different. And so I love the fact of your title, The Invisible Soul, because many times, even if a person is not obese, they can go through different things where they just feel invisible. They just feel like no one understands. And so right now, Constance is calling a call out for authors to collaborate with her on this amazing anthology for you to share your stories. What was your sabotaging disbelief? What is the things or the things that have held you back from a job? What did you feel? How can you convey that? How can you heal? Who do you want to help? What do you want to do? Share all that within the pages of her upcoming anthology, The Invisible Soul. And you can get in contact with her and follow her on all social media platforms and connect with her so that you can be able to be a part of this upcoming anthology in 2022. This is a time for you to start healing, not holding on to that bad baggage. And so that is why I particularly like a lot what you're doing with this particular anthology, because being invisible is different things to different people, but having everybody together, you're going to be able to find yourself in somebody's story.
Yes, exactly. 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 And so that's the whole beauty of it.
I know. Tell us about, because you are a certified keynote speaker, and Constance is not just a visionary, which is amazing, but she's a 5-time best-selling author, so she knows what she's doing. 5 times over. Let me stop.
They say so anyway, but
you do. I heard you speak on multiple stages. Uh-huh. She knows what she's talking about. And another topic that I really love that you talk about as well is because now with the pandemic and how the work-life experience has changed since the pandemic has happened, and the generation Z and the younger generation, like the millennials on up, it's a disconnect, right?
Yes.
And so yes. I love that you talk about one of your signature speeches is bridging the generational gaps in the workplace. Why did you decide to have this as one of your signature speeches, and who do you help when you speak on these topics?
Well, I decided to talk about that because as a leader, you know, and the workforce has changed so much from when I first entered to today. And so when I first entered, it was just us, the baby boomers. That was it. And so everybody was on one level playing field, and we understood each other. We could communicate it. It was okay. We were hardworking. Worked out fine. Now you have 4 different groups in the workplace.
Yeah.
And they have different priorities. They communicate differently. And it's just a disconnect. And so when I think about the workplace now with the different generation groups, I think of a person who's had a stroke. Because what happens is when our brain cells, there's a gap between our brain cells. And so impulses, when the body's working correctly, those impulses jump that synapse or that gap to go to the next cell and into the next cell to transmit impulses so that the body can move or whatever the body needs to do. Okay, but in the workplace, okay, those impulses are not able to jump that gap. So from generation X to jump the gap to generation Z, from generation Z to the millennials. And so when that happens, you have what we call from the old Western cool hand Luke, a failure to communicate.
Yeah,
that's what happens, you know, because you got everybody talking, but then they're talking at each other, not really talking to each other because they don't know how. And I know, I never forget, I came home from work one day and so dealing with younger nurses and I'm like, you know, they just do not get it. You know, I don't care what I say. You know, you put it out there, you say it one way, you try to rephrase it, say it another way. They just don't get it. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? You are leading what you have raised.
Wow, that's profound.
If your son doesn't get it when you're telling him stuff, guess what? The only difference between them and him is they have a nursing degree. He doesn't. If he doesn't get it, they're in that same generation with him, guess what? They don't get it either. So you're going to have to figure out how to work with them, how to manage them, how to lead with them. And that all comes through communication and understanding. You have to communicate in order to understand. So that's why I talk about bridging the generational gaps. It's so important. It can make or break the culture of your organization. And so that's why I talk about that, because it's just, it can be troublesome. It really can be.
Yeah, I know personally when I heard you speak at an international convention on this topic and the information that you was bringing out, and I love the way that you gave that illustration about the brain because I never thought of it quite that way, and you're right. And it's that great disconnect. And a lot of it is because, in my personal opinion, although we have made so many advances in science and even with health, with modern day technology, I feel that we lost a lot of the humanities and the communication that the baby boomers and my generation, we had to communicate verbally and emotionally. Whereas their generation, like they come out the womb with a cell phone or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed when I was in with different students, they'll be sitting right beside each other. Instead of talking with their mouth, they're texting back and forth.
They text, exactly.
And not full sentences, you know, these abbreviations and acronyms and all this stuff like that. I'm like, well, what does this mean, you know? And so within that gap of advancement, they lost the soft skills.
Communication.
And so I love the fact that you're bringing that back to the forefront to bridge that gap between the lack of communication and doing it in such a way where all voices can be heard, because at the end of the day, everyone wants to be understood and wants to be heard. And so how can you do that? And so you do an excellent job in where you break down those illustrations and you also like hone in on like, and I love the part that you always put yourself in, and you were like, well, you know, I had to learn leadership over time. I had to adjust to the times. And then you bring that to the forefront, which makes you very approachable to your audience. And they want to listen because they see that's a great leader. So is there anything that you are currently doing that you're participating in? Any conferences that you want us to come support you on? Let us know.
Well, I'm planning on attending a conference. I got the information last night in Germany next year. It's a leadership conference. It's for women. And we're talking about, it's like 30 different topics from business, marketplace ministry, empowerment, just anything you can name, motivational skills, leadership development, self-development, self-help, And so I got the information yesterday, and it's in Bavaria, Germany. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking very, very hard about doing that. I'm also going to be doing some things on the platform with Sean Fair again next year. He and some of his colleagues, so I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be in the spring. And just whatever else comes up, I'll be trying to promote my childhood obesity platform, promote it, and just do what I do to get out there and just speak and just to spread the word and to let some child know that's going through childhood obesity, that number one, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Because see what's happened now, you know, it's a problem. Yes. And it's costing insurance companies money. And you know what happens when things cost money. You get people's attention when you hit them in the pocketbook. So mm-hmm. now the insurance companies are like, oh boy, we got to do something about this. Mm-hmm. So the Robert Wood Foundation has put out all these grants to do studies and to do research on childhood obesity and different programs to be implemented. My thing is, anybody who has a child, you know, you need to work with the parents first to help them to understand how to be of a support system to that child. Because if that child, if that parent's never been overweight, they don't understand the struggle. Mm-hmm. They don't understand the struggle. And so helping them to understand what that child is going through and to be able to support. And it takes a tribe to do this, to help that child overcome this. It takes a tribe. So it takes family members. It takes the parents. It takes neighbors. It takes schoolmates. It takes whomever, the church. It takes a tribe in order to bring that child around. And I want them to know that, hey, you didn't get this way overnight. It's not going to happen overnight, but you can overcome it. And you can prevail. And so you're not alone, and help is on the way. So I want to spread that message to some child out there who is going through childhood obesity right now. Mm-hmm. You're not alone. And I know when it was me, I thought I was alone because none of my cousins were overweight. So I felt alone. Mm-hmm. None of my neighbors that I played with, they weren't overweight. So I was alone. I felt that I was the only one in the world going through that. And so I want some child that's going through and struggling with weight right now to know that help is on the way and you're not alone.
You heard it first with Constance Wooler. She said, help is on the way. So if you or your child is, and you are battling with obesity and you need a support system, you need a place to get support and learn and grow and be able to be an inspiration to other people as well. They need to hear your story. Make sure to get in contact with Constance Woolard. And for those of you who are battling with sabotaging thoughts, whether it's dealing whether it's dealing with being overweight, whether it's dealing with being not being loved, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's not believing in yourself or someone putting their limiting unlimited beliefs on you and how that felt, whatever that case is of how you had to overcome, or even if you have not quite overcome, but you recognize that you need help, get in contact with her and be a part of the Invisible Soul. I'm telling you, journaling and writing and co-author anthologies is a very therapeutic experience. You will be surprised of what you learn about yourself and how you develop that resilience after you finish writing the words down. And that's how you truly heal. You don't heal by holding it in.
That's right.
You heal by writing it down, and then the power is in your story, okay? All of us have it. You just got to tap into it. And so get in contact with her today about the Invisible Soul Anthology. It's going to be coming out next year. And this is some of the information as well. She's looking for some contributor authors. You get to write between 1,500 and 2,000 words, sharing your story. And she has the submission deadlines and everything like that. Be a part of the tribe. You need support. You feel like nobody understands. This is your tribe. Get in the anthology today, okay? Because I'm in it.
All right. Hey.
You understand what Tina went through. Well, I done been through some things. Let me just tell you. So if you want to know about them, some of them things I've been through, number one, be a part of the anthology.
There you go.
Read my story. And I'm going to share something in this book that I never shared before. Y'all thought it was a page turning in the other book I did. Well, this one's going to have a whole lot more that I never shared before. So the smile, how I hid behind my smile.
Mm-hmm.
How I hid behind my smile. That's my chapter. But why?
All right.
Why did I hide behind this smile and the laughter? I'm going to tell you in her book. All right. Constance, you ready?
I'm ready.
I know you're ready. You always stay ready.
Hey, I'm ready.
I appreciate you so much. So right now, let the audience know how they can get in contact with you on your website for those that's going to be listening in on radio and
sure.
On podcasting.
Sure. My website is www.constancewillard.com. So it's www.constancewillard.com. And if you go to my webpage, it shows you the books I've written and been a part of. It shows you the media coverage I've been featured in. It shows you my services that I provide. I provide a 5-week boot camp for parents to teach them on how to build a support system for a child that's struggling with obesity. I also have a boot camp called Get Off the Couch. So if you need to get off of your couch, be it weight problems, an addiction, sabotaging behavior, whatever it is, Get Off the Couch, 5-week coaching program boot camp to get off your couch. I do leadership training. I do the training on the bridging the gaps, of course, generational gaps. I also do the 3 C's of effective change in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And I do leadership coaching as well. So reach out to me. There it goes right there. Yes. Dare to be fierce is my favorite slogan. Dare to be fierce.
This is her beautiful website. I mean, you talking about one of the most beautiful websites I have seen in a long time. This website, you just want to stay on it and just look. It's just one beautiful photo, one beautiful experience after the other. And this is just the homepage, people. This is just the homepage.
Yes.
And over to the right corner, you can see where you can schedule your time with her and go ahead and get in there. You can also see, like she was saying, her media and some of her signature speeches, because Constance had many, many speeches inside of her being a certified keynote and different magazines she's been on. So you can really come here on her website and get to know her and also schedule time with her so that you can be able to get on her, whatever she's doing, and also in her upcoming anthology, okay? Because some of you need some coaching, and then some of you want to be in the book. So just go to her website today and get in contact with her and get on her books for 2022, because she's going to stay booked and blessed, okay? So you make sure you're on that list.
Yes.
Beautiful website, Constance. It is.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Look at this, people. I got to just give it some more accolades. Oh my. Look at this. I got to show up one more time. Woo. This is beautiful. Okay, you guys. I just wanted to show that to you because I wanted you to make sure, number one, you see how it looked, because visual speaks louder than words for the ones who are watching. For those of you who are listening in right now, don't feel left out. You can see this interview on YouTube. You can see it on, you're going to be able to see it on Amazon, Roku, all them different places. You're going to be able to see it on Sony TV and all that as well. So you can go look it up and you'll be able to see it, okay? But for those of you who are listening in, jogging, because I have people jogging, eating lunch, eating dinner, listening to the Tina Ramsey Show, go visit that website. It's definitely an experience just being on her website. Go ahead over there. So, Constance, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you for having me. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. It's truly been my pleasure. And Constance has totally close our season 5 out with a bang. I know.
All right.
Somebody.
Bang, bang. Yes. Bang, bang.
I knew I had to get somebody that was a powerhouse to close out. And Constance fit the bill. This has been such an amazing season 4 and 5 with some of the most amazing thought leaders, entrepreneurs, coaches, even celebrities from all over the world. And we all have one thing in common. Our foundation is making a positive impact in the world. How? By sharing our story. Why? To inspire you to live your best life. Every single one of these speakers, every single one of our featured guests stands out above all the rest because they lead with their heart, okay? So make sure to get in contact with Constance Bullard today and get and be up, join us on this anthology.
That's right.
Someone, your story. Come on, it's room for you. Not forever. Right. Not forever, so don't be waiting slow.
That's right. Don't wait too long.
But I got my spot.
I got mine.
Yeah, so come on, y'all. We would really enjoy, and we have some special little things that's going to be coming for the ones who are part of this anthology. But we ain't going to tell
you. So we're not going to tell that. No.
Mm-hmm. When you're a part of it, you will be. You have the inside, and you don't want
to. Then you'll get the scoop. You will get the scoop.
Not before, but
that's right. That's right.
Constance, I can have you on here all day, girl. But you can. But I want you to enjoy being a new grandma or nanny,
yes,
whatever you want to call it. He is just.
I am Gaga. I'm Gaga.
You Gaga.
I am Gaga. Yes.
Precious.
Thank you.
Just precious. I mean, so just enjoy him. I know you can't wait to get back with him. So
yeah, I just spent the evening with him prior to coming on for this broadcast. And I tell you, it was an amazing experience. It really was.
Joy being in God. God, just joy your baby. He is in to be spoiled. In a good way.
Yes.
In a good way. So
yes.
Enjoy your weekend and also enjoy the upcoming vacations that we're going to be having, being with family and different stuff like that. Just enjoy yourself and I'll see you next year, 2022.
All right. And you enjoy yourself as well. And happy holidays to you.
Yes, I am, because tomorrow is my 20th anniversary.
Yes.
So I'm taking off, honey. So y'all not going to be seeing me tomorrow.
All right.
Week.
That's right.
So I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for being a part of the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast. We want you to know and understand that the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast, we got your back. So stay motivated and make sure to tune in to our show next year, 2022, for our upcoming season 4. Who's going to be on the show? So you have to stay tuned to see. And we have some exciting things that are coming your way in regards to how the show is going to be done and who we're going to be bringing in. You are definitely into it for a treat. And you will be seeing Constance again, okay?
Yes.
You will be seeing her again. So on that note, Constance, thank you so much for coming on the show. And now you can go and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Bye.
To be a featured guest on our show, go to thetinaramseyshow.com. Come share, shine, and grow on The Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you're looking for a way to share your mission, your purpose, your products and services literally with the world faster, safer, and easier, making your brand accessible to millions from the comfort of your home, well, I want to encourage you to join our Learn How to Start a Podcast and Monetize It class.
Why? Is because this was designed for entrepreneurs like yourself as a platform to provide you with the knowledge in order to not only start a podcast, but successfully launch it. And then the third key, which is helping you to understand how you can monetize your podcast as you are impacting the world with good. You can also build multiple streams of income from this one podcast and share your story, mission, and purpose literally with the world. So on today, I want you to go ahead and click CoachTinaRamsey.com to join our podcast class today.
CTR Enterprises is a consulting service business created for entrepreneurs and startup businesses to provide them with beneficial assistance and coaching for business development. We help you build your online presence. We provide multiple networking opportunities. Do you want to become an author? Do you want to speak on stages? Do you want to be in magazines? Do you want to build your influence? We provide PR, branding, and social media marketing help. We have resources to help business owners grow. We have a community of business leaders ready to network. We provide homeschooling consulting for busy parents and business owners. We teach you how to start a TV show or podcast. We teach you how to monetize what you do from the comfort of your home. We help entrepreneurs maintain their health naturally as they scale up their businesses. CTR Enterprises is the one-stop shop for the wants and needs of today's entrepreneur. Visit our website today at www.CoachTinaRamsey.com. We are here to service you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast. We enjoy having you with us on this episode. Make sure to tune in next week, every Friday at 8 p.m. and see who our next exciting, amazing guest will be. We love sharing with you, learning with you, growing with you, and spotlighting amazing entrepreneurs, celebrities, and celebrity influencers that are making a positive impact in the world. So until next time, stay safe, stay motivated, stay positive, and know that the Tina Ramsey Show and Podcast, we have your back. Talk to you later. Bye.